deteriorate.
Okay.
Shrink.
What about shrivel or swivel up?
Uh-huh. I've heard it.
Say
swivel.
Okay. And something that you, a kind of vegetable that you could use in gumbo.
Okra.
Okay. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob. You know
sweet
what I
corn.
Mean?
I don't know.
Sweet corn.
Do you ever hear sweet corn or roasting ears?
Roasting ears.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
It's just corn on the cob.
Uh-huh. What about the outside of the ear of corn?
The shucks.
And the stringy stuff on the corn?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you call it.
You never heard a name for that?
I may have, but I can't remember.
Did you ever hear
the silk?
Okay. What about the stringy stuff at the top of the corn stalk?
You mean while it's growing?
Uh-huh. That little stringy bunch up there.
I guess that would be the silk, too.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a tassel or tossel?
Yes. I've heard of a tassel.
On corn?
Yeah, I guess it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Corn tassel.
What about a little yellow crooked-necked vegetable?
Squash?
Are there different kinds of squash?
Yes. There's different kinds or different colors. I'm not familiar with squash, but...
Do they have special names?
I've seen them overseas.
I don't know too much about squash.
They got different names of them, but I couldn't say what kind of name they were.
Mm-hmm.
They got different names to their vegetables over yonder. Compared, what ours is.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of semlin? What kind of squash?
I heard of that overseas. They got all kind of names of their squashes and their vegetables.
What about a big thing like this you can make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
Huh?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And say if you'd had a whole lot of rain, a little umbrella-shaped thing that spring up in the woods or field.
A mushroom.
Huh?
Mushroom.
Okay. Well, any other name for that? For something like that? Do you ever hear toadstool or frogmancher?
Not concerning this little thing.
You ever seen anybody takes those things and fry them and just go pick them out in the field and take them and wash them and fry them and put them on bread?
They do that?
Overseas they do. I went in the fields and fry with them and pick them. They take them and they fry them.
I thought they'd be pretty
delicious.
Dangerous.
Fry. They're good.
Huh. I'd be scared to do that. What different kinds
different of... Different type of a mushroom, you know
uh-huh.
what I mean? They know which ones to pick and which ones not to pick out there.
What different kinds of melons grow around here?
Watermelons, cantaloupes.
Is there any other, what about something like a cantaloupe?
Yeah, mushmelon.
A mushmelon?
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
I don't know anything about a mushmelon.
You just heard of that, or?
Yeah.
You know them little melons you see on a little levee out there sometimes? They call them mushmelons. They're about that big around, I believe. They call them mushmelons. They're just like a watermelon.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what they call them overseas.
What about them? Are there different kinds of watermelons?
There's different names. I guess it'd be different kinds, but I don't know anything about them.
What about something that people smoke made out of tobacco?
Cigarette?
And the long thing.
Cigar?
And say if someone asked you if you were able to do something, you'd say, well, I'd like to help you, but I just...
Can't?
And say if there was a really bad accident up the road, you'd say, well, there wasn't any need to call the doctor because by the time we got there, the person was... What, dead? The person was...
Was already dead?
Okay. Did you ever say was done dead?